This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Oh
my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Joining us live in the studio is Australian comedian, it's Annie Lowy. Hey, Annie, how you doing?
Hello.
Did I say Lowy? Louis, I'm sorry.
We're going through it. I've got Louis C.K., Louis the Fly, King Louis. It's fine.
It's deceptively
That's my
simple.
Fault.
People always try to put a spin on it.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's not Loney or Lowy or...
It is what it is.
Lovey. That's all right. Dean's name's Dean with D-N-E. It's fine.
Yeah, no one can ever say that. It's weird. I get Denny, Deanie.
Denny.
Yeah, no, it's just Dean.
Denny. We'll cut it the podcast. It's Annie Lowy.
Yay! Welcome.
Hello.
Now, you're funny.
Oh, I like to think I am.
And you're doing a show at the festival.
Yes, at the Melbourne Fringe Festival.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a few guests on, haven't you?
No. We've just come back.
Not us, but Joy has. Joy's
yeah,
had
yeah, yeah,
oh, Joy, yeah.
Yeah, but those other shows.
Well, they're not us,
you know,
are
they're
they?
Not us.
We hate them. No, yeah. We love them.
Yeah, we've just been back from the Edinburgh Fringe, as has Jack here.
We've been hanging out a lot, Dean.
Yes, I do like Jack very much.
Yes.
We decided. We've been open micing together for a while, but friendship didn't blossom till we were overseas on foreign soil.
And then I'm just like, can I hang around with you, please? And we saw heaps of shows.
Yeah, I also learned a new word from Jack.
Oh, can you say it on there?
Tut. Yes, for toilet.
Oh, the toot.
Oh, yeah, the toot. Oh, I said it wrong.
King Tut. See, yeah, no one can pronounce anything.
Yeah, so you bonded over beer and haggis in Edinburgh.
It was delicious.
Oh, yeah. I felt. Remember when we got a breakfast and they didn't bring my food?
That's it, yeah.
I went
you just
to, and then
mine.
I went with the other guys again. So I was getting off track for a little bit. And we all ordered our food together, normal. Mm. Everyone's food came except mine.
Rude.
I don't know whose nose I displaced. Anyway, you're back doing a show for the Fringe.
And the show is Before I Forget. Now, what have you forgotten?
Well, I've forgotten a lot of things in my life. It all started with my work pass going missing at work.
Yes.
And I looked for it for 3 weeks and I was convinced it fell down the elevator crack.
Yeah.
And then it showed up in the fridge and somebody returned it to me. So I'm like, I've got some problems I need to work on.
In the work fridge?
In the work fridge, yeah.
Oh,
it was still cold when I received it.
So it was safe and crisp. Well, that's nice. Fresh. I get paranoid when I lose my work pass because I work in an environment where you can't get through doors. Like,
yes,
you need a pass.
Right. That's it. We've got very strict security guards downstairs as well. Yeah.
I used to be a receptionist looking after people that would lose their pass and I would have a conniption. But anyway, that's fine.
But you don't look old enough to be forgetful.
Yeah, well, the show isn't about dementia. It's more about forgetting where your keys are, not forgetting what are your keys. So I want to keep it really lighthearted and fun. That's the point of the show.
Are you guys on the stage yet where you walk into a room and then you stop and you think, what am I doing again?
Yes.
That's the vibe of the show.
And I say
show.
That out loud.
Yeah, like, what? Hang on, I was, yeah.
Yeah, but there's science behind that. Apparently, if you walk through doors, that's what wipes your brain. That if you walk through, that frame kind of says to your mind, you're in a new scene. So that's why you forget what you're doing.
Oh, and scene.
Wow.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
it's like Star Wars or something. Stargate. Sliders. Remember sliders? Doesn't matter. And you've done heaps of research about this as well.
I've done a little bit of research, yeah. I did a mostly, what do you call, when you go out into the world and you get people to, you know, help you out. Sort of
a survey.
Yeah, like a survey. Like
survey says.
Ethnography or something like that. But people have chimed in with their answers to about 10 questions that I set up.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, there are lots of questions like, what do you lose most? Where do you think that object is? The most common answer was alternate universe.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very funny how we just switch
That's
over to...
displacing the blame.
Yeah, paranormal activity. Woo! So, yeah, there's some stories in there based on what people have told me. It's just sparked a lot of really interesting conversations and games that I've written into the show.
Oh, cool.
That's great. And can people still contribute to that?
Yes, they can. It's on my Facebook page. If you go to Annie Lowy Comedy on Facebook and just scroll down a bit, it's still live and I'm taking, their responses until the show finishes, I suppose. It will probably still live till next year. I want to tour it. So.
And for those playing at home, Annie is Annie, but Lowy is Louey.
That's it.
Comedy.
Yes.
Now, there's things that you forget, but then there's things that move. Do you ever, like, you put something down somewhere and then you swear you didn't move it?
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just not there.
There's something my mum says. It's a saying where, it couldn't possibly have gone anywhere. It couldn't have grown legs. Yeah. But I'm convinced it can. How do you explain it, you know? I think if you don't have somebody move it for you, it would stay in the same place.
My boyfriend's first response to everything is, you've been tidying again, haven't you? It's like, no, you're forgetful. You've moved it. Because, no, you've been tidying again.
I'm back in One Turner with my, luckily they've gone overseas too, but at my parents' house.
How's that
before
going?
They went. Oh, look, it's great. I had a little squeezy tube of face wash because I travelled with, and I just put it on the bath. I'm usually not forgetful at all, and I put it on the bath and just hanging there, and I went to get it the other day. I'm like, oh, it's not there. I've gone, Mum, have you seen that little squeezy tube? And she goes, no. Why would I? I'm like, so you haven't seen it? I just, you know, I don't understand where it would have gone. Okay. She goes, no. I'm like, okay. And I've gone, I just don't really understand where it's gone. And then she's like, oh, it's always something with you, Jack. And there's always something with you. And then half an hour later, she goes over to the bathroom. She goes under the towel cupboard, gets to the drawer, opens the drawer at the very back of the drawer. She picks it up. She goes, oh, was this it? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh, maybe. I've gone, maybe nothing. You put it there. And she goes, no, I don't think I'd. Well, clearly you have. Anyway, it's good that my parents are away on holidays. But
you didn't forget anything then. So you didn't forget?
No. But she
your mum
forgets
tidied
things.
It up.
I don't know if she forgets things
it's
or she's just
crazy.
It's
always good to have somebody to blame, though. Now you're on your own. If you can't remember where you put something somewhere, you know, you're just going to get frustrated at yourself. It's a whole different ball game.
Did you almost, because you had a UK SIM as well overseas.
Yeah.
I almost forgot where I put my Aussie SIM.
Oh, I was way more organised than that. I had a little, Muji, you can get a little jewellery pill box.
Yeah,
I put it in a pill
box.
Yeah, that's a good storage.
Life hack.
Yeah.
But I knew that I put it in a purse and I try and be mindful. That's how you don't forget. You're like, you know, put a feeling to whatever. You're like, all right, I put it in the purse. Blah, 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 make a song about it. Then I used that purse, so I put it somewhere else. I'm like, where was it? And it was just hanging out in my toiletries bag.
There you go. Yeah. Is that your advice, to be mindful?
Yes. That was my advice.
I received some really weird pieces of advice as well.
Yeah.
Apparently drink grape juice improves your memory.
It's good for your memory.
Yeah. So I've been testing it every night.
Grape juice or wine?
That's just grape juice. That's wine. Dean hasn't been.
No, I did go and Google it, and it's got lots of vitamin C. So maybe there is some health benefit to it. Yeah.
I thought magnesium does something.
Maybe.
It does lots of things. Hey, Annie. Yes. Back in the day, Cher said, do you believe in life after love?
Oh.
Yeah.
But we don't like love. We've done love. We want to move on from love.
I like love, but that's fine.
What is it that you believe in life after?
I think it should be life after work stuff ups.
Work stuff up?
Yes.
What have you done?
Made it into the show as well, but I work on a website and I copied the wrong link and it really shook me. So I think that's a really good topic I've been chatting about to some people about when have you stuffed up at work and when did you feel like you wanted a black hole to just swallow you?
And are you still working there?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's relatable. Because when you're absent-minded, like, blah, 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 that's okay. And then you're like, what have I done?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's all in your show as well.
It is. Yeah, I won't give it away, but you can come along and...
So the show is Annie
you got me. What is it again?
Third Time Lucky. Come
Annie
on.
Louie.
King Louie from the Jungle Book.
That's it. Before I forget, to get tickets. The show starts tonight.
It's already started.
It's already started. Oh, there are tickets
shows.
Available tonight.
Yes. Yeah. They've all been sold out so far, but...
What?
Yeah.
Look at you.
So any of the nights this week or next week are looking pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So all up until the 29th.
Yeah, it's a very long season. So just, you know, come along any night, really.
And where are you playing?
Fun. At Lithuanian Hub, Lithuanian Club at the Festival Hub from the, we've already started, so it's from today until the 29th. And there's a special accessible matinee on Saturday as well, which is quite a big room for 50. So I would love to fill that. Come on down to Arts House.
Fantastic. To get tickets, you go to melbournefringe.com.au and search for Annie.
Yeah. Louis.
Louis.
Annie King Louis. Yay. Just put Annie King Louis, then minus the King.
Fantastic.
It's going to be awesome.
Thanks for that.
Thanks very much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.